Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari. Last night's game between the South Bend Cubs and Wisconsin Timber Rattlers was postponed due to the rain yesterday. The game will be made up as part of a seven-inning doubleheader tonight. Gates open at 5 o'clock. First pitch of Game 1 will be at 6:05. Game 2 will begin approximately 40 minutes after Game 1 concludes. Tickets for Thursday's postponed game can be exchanged for any 2024 regular season game based on availability. Tickets for tonight's originally scheduled game are valid for both games of the doubleheader. Coverage starts at 5:45 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Marcus Burton captivated Notre Dame fans throughout an otherwise difficult 2023-24 season. Yesterday, the freshman guard announced his intention to enter the 2024 NBA draft in June. However, he left the door open to return to Notre Dame, which in all likelihood he will take. Declaring for the NBA draft will allow Burton to go through the pre-draft process, including the NBA draft combine next month in Chicago, and receive feedback from scouts, coaches, and executives. The Mishawaka native became an instant star in his first season with the Irish. He won ACC Rookie of the Year honors over Duke's Jared McCain and ranked second nationally among freshmen with 17.5 points per game. The ACC announced its 2023-24 men's basketball All-ACC academic team yesterday. Four Irish were named to the 69 student-athlete list: Logan Imes, Keba Jai, Braden Shrewsbury, and Matt Zona. It marked the first ACC academic honors for all four. Sonia Citron, Anna DeWolf, and Nat Marshall are also getting things done on the court and in the classroom, as the three Irish women's basketball players were also given All-ACC Academic Team honors. After being turned down by multiple top-tier candidates, Kentucky is turning to one of its own to take over for John Calipari as the school's next men's basketball coach. ESPN says the Wildcats are finalizing a five-year deal with BYU's Mark Pope. A 1996 Kentucky grad who played two seasons and won a national title there, Pope has taken BYU to two NCAA tournaments in his 5 years, including a 23-11 record with a smooth transition to the Big 12 this past season. He's gone 110-52 at BYU and was the head coach at Utah Valley before that, going 77-56 in four seasons. Caitlin Clark is having a significant impact on the WNBA even before her arrival. The transcendent Iowa star and presumptive first overall pick in Monday's WNBA draft is driving an uptick in interest and ticket prices to see the Indiana Fever, which holds the number one overall selection. The Fever, second to last in WNBA home attendance last season, would only confirm a spike in ticket interest. At SeatGeek, the average Fever resale price for home games is currently $182, a 136% increase from 2023. That kind of shift is typically only seen in the NBA, coming as the result of a player like LeBron James changing teams. DeMar DeRozan scored 39 points, and the Chicago Bulls sent the Detroit Pistons to their franchise record 67th loss of the season with a 127-105 win last night. Detroit broke the franchise mark set by the 79-80 team. Chicago wrapped up home court advantage in the Eastern Conference play-in game against Atlanta. Erik Karlsson blasted a shot by Detroit's Alex Lyon a minute 40 into overtime to give the Pittsburgh Penguins a 6-5 win over the Red Wings. Pittsburgh leapfrogged over Washington into the Eastern Conference's second wildcard spot. Detroit's hopes of returning to the playoffs for the first time since 2016 took another hit with their third loss in four games. Lucas Raymond had his second career hat trick for Detroit. South Bend Riley Jr. Kayla Wright was surprised Thursday with a gift from the Indianapolis Colts. Wright has been invited to attend the NFL draft from April 25th through the 27th in Detroit. Wright will also be part of the draft experience, as she'll present the Colts jersey to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who will subsequently hand it to the team's first-round pick. The Colts are slated to pick 15th. You'll be able to hear the first round of this year's NFL draft on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice surrendered to police yesterday on charges including aggravated assault after he and another driver of a speeding sports car allegedly caused a crash involving a half dozen vehicles on a Dallas highway last month. The other driver, SMU wide receiver Teddy Knox, was also issued warrants on the same charges but is not in police custody. SMU has also suspended Knox. Bryson DeChambeau carded a 7-under-65 yesterday to grab a 3-stroke lead when his weather-delayed opening round ended at the Masters. Playing most of his round in swirling winds, DeChambeau had birdies on each of the first 3 holes and added 5 more on the second 9. World number one golfer Scottie Scheffler was 1 stroke back after carding a 6-under-66. Play was suspended around 8 o'clock last night because of darkness, with 27 golfers still on the course, including 5-time Masters champ Tiger Woods, who was 1-under par after 13 holes. The first round resumes this morning at 7:50. The second round gets underway at 8 o'clock. It now appears, according to a federal affidavit filed yesterday, that Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, Ippe Mizuhara, might have stolen way more than the $4.5 million that was initially reported. Federal investigators now believe Mizuhara made off with more than $16 million from Ohtani's accounts over a 2-year period to allegedly pay off illegal gambling debts. The feds are now accusing Mizuhara of bank fraud, which can come with a maximum fine of $1 million and up to 30 years in prison. Officials emphasized that Ohtani is considered a victim in this case and was not involved beyond that. O.J. Simpson, known for his prowess on the football field with USC and the Buffalo Bills, and later for the criminal and civil trials in the deaths of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ronald Goldman, died of cancer Wednesday, his family announced via social media yesterday. The 76-year-old was recently diagnosed with the disease.
Mostly cloudy skies with rain showers today, especially this morning, tapering off this afternoon. It will be windy and temperatures topping out at 52. I'm WSBT 22 Chief Meteorologist Carrie Pujol.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.